Today's daf is Shabbos daf Yud Aleph, and we are 12 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Omid Beis. Va'omar Rava Bar Mechasya, Omar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Omar Rav. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Alisa. So the Gemara is in the midst of a digression, going from Memra to Memra that Rav Chama Bar Mechasya, that Rava Bar Mechasya said in the name of Rav Chama Bar Gurya, who said his statement in the name of Rav, says the Gemara. Va'omar Rava Bar Mechasya, Omar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Omar Rav. Lo'ilam Hayishana Adam Benoi Bein Habonim. A person who has several children should make sure not to show favoritism to one child over another. Shevishvil Mishkal Shnei Sla'im Melas, because it was as a result of two Sla'im's weight of wool. Shenosan Yaakov LeYosef Yosef Misharbonov. That Yaakov gave Yosef more than he gave the other sons. Neskanu Bayechov, the brothers became jealous. V'neskalgal Hadavar, one thing led to another. V'yardu Aviseinu LeMitzrayim, and eventually the Yidden ended up going to Mitzrayim. Meaning, what caused the Yidden to go to Mitzrayim? Said Rava Bar Mechasya in the name of Rav Chama Bar Gurya in the name of Rav, it was the Ksoinus Pasim that Yaakov gave Yosef. Yosef received the Ksoinus Pasim. The brothers were jealous. They sold Yosef. Yosef ended up in Mitzrayim. He became the Mishlo Melech. The Yidin went to Yosef to get food. One thing led to another. And it would seem, just from Pashup Pshat and this Gemara, that the reason the Yidin ended up in Mitzrayim was because of the Ksoinus Pasim. That somehow is what caused and triggered all of this to go into effect. So the takeaway is, La'olam al yeshana adam b'noi bein habonim. Even something so small as Mishkol Shnei Sla'im Melas. We'll get back to this later. Omer Rabbe Bar Mechasya, Rabbe Chama Bar Gurya, Omer Rav, La'olam mechazer adam, v'yeshev yeshev yeshev asa kroiva. If a person's looking to find a city to live in, he should try to find a place sheyeshivasa kroiva, that was more recently settled. Meaning, don't go to an alte shtat that's been around for hundreds of years. But if you can go to a new development, so to speak, there's some maila in doing that. Why? Shemitoich sheyeshivasa kroiva avoynoise muatim. If it's a newer place, then obviously it doesn't have a history of baggage, of averis that it may have done, and as a result, it can't be such a dangerous place to live in. Meaning, the schusim of a makom is going to have an effect on what goes on in that place. So if you go to a place that's been around for a long time, there's better chances that bad things have happened over the years. If you go to a place that's yeshivasa kroiva, that's more recently settled, so what possibly could have gone on over there? And as a result, it has a clean slate, so in a way, it's a better place to live. What's the makar to that? Because the pasuk says that when the malachim was saving Lot from Sodom, hinei noha irazois kroiva lano shama vehi mitzvah. So Lot said that I want to go to Tzoyar. That's the place he said he wanted to go. Why? He said because it's kroiva lano shama vehi mitzvah. What did he mean when he said that? My kroiva, ilei mikroiva, the mikrova vizuta. Did he mean to say that kroiva, it's close by, it's a neighboring city? And when he said mitzvah, he meant to say that it's small, meaning it's a small little village, it's a nice suburb, it's close to Stein. There's no reason to go any further than that. So the Gemara is bothered that why would Lot have had to tell that to the Malachim? The Malachim knew that it was close by. They knew that it was a small city. If it was right there, then there would be no reason for him to have to describe it. He should have just said, I want to go to Tzoyer. Why do you have to say that I want to go to Tzoyer? Because it's close, and I want to go because it's small. I mean, isn't that self-evident? The Gemara says, what then did he mean when he said it's kroiva and it's mitzar? What he went to say was that it's a newly founded development, and as a result, not that it's a physically small place, but rather the averis are small because it hasn't been around so long. So for that reason, he told him, that's where I want to go. Amar Abba Maikra, is there a remez in the pasuk? Meaning, we're teaching the pasuk, kroiva means yeshivasa kroiva, mitzar means avoynoisea mutzarin. But is there a real remez in the pasuk that this city had been a relatively recent city? So the Gemara says, yeah, the chesiv, because Lloyd said, imolta na shama. He said, no, please take me there. No, it's begamatria chamshim v'chadhava, 51. And by the way, v'shal sedoim, stoim, is chamishim v'shtayim, was around for 52 years. So you see that Sawyer was around less than sedoim, but it's only been around for 51 years. And that's why he said, I wanted to go there. Now, how do you know that stoim was around for 52 years? So there's a long Rashi, where Rashi makes a cheshbon to teach us how it is we know that stoim was around around for 52 years, Ayin Shom. But the Gemara says, so Stoim was around 52 years, Veshalvasa, as it relates to the good years of Stoim, how long was that? It was Esrim Veshesh, 26 years. So Stoim was around for 52 years, it had 26 good years and 26 not such good years. How do you know? Because the pasuk says in the war of the kings, the five kings against the four kings of Parshas Lech Lecha, where Lot gets captured and Avraham Avinu gets involved. So the pasuk over there says that Melech Stoim was one of the kings that was involved. And Shtei Mesrei Shana Avdu Es Kedar LaOmer Tzedoim, together with these other kings, they served Kedar LaOmer for 12 years. Ushloish Esrei Shana Maradu, and then for 13 years they fought against them. They rebelled for another 13 years. So 12 and 13 is 25. Uba'arba Os. And then in the 14th year, meaning after 12 and 13, one more year, 26 years, eventually they were able to break free from Kedar LaOmer. So 26 years of fighting, 52 years of total existence. Eventually Stoim was destroyed. 52 minus 26 is easy math. You end up with Stoim being in existence for 52 years and 26 good years. We'll get back to this as well. Any city where the roofs of the houses are taller than the Beis HaKnesses, eventually, at some point, the city is going to be destroyed. Meaning the Beis HaKnesses has to be the tallest building in the city. If it's not the tallest building in the city, it's a bad sign. That the idea is to be meroimim, the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Beis HaKnesses. By doing that, there'll be no churban. If, however, the Beis HaLikenu is not the tallest city in the tallest house in the city, then something bad can come from that. But Hanimi Lubibatim says the Gemara, again, you have to read the fine print. This is only true if there's a house that's bigger than Beis HaLikenu. Avol Bikishkushi Ve'avruri. But if there are forts and towers that are taller than the Beis HaKnesses, less than that, that has no bearing on this halach. Amr Rav Ashi said, on this note, I'm not Avdi L'mas Mechasi Goli Charva. I used to make sure Rav Ashi was the Rav of Mas Mechasi. And he was very makbid that people shouldn't build houses that were taller than the Beis HaKnesses. He made sure that it was L'roim Mes Beis HaLikenu. And as a result, he accomplished Ulahamenes Charvoisov. He made sure that Masa Mechasya wouldn't be destroyed. But the Gemara says, Vacharva, if you know the history of Masa Mechasya was destroyed. So Rav Ashi says, I'm the one who protected Masa Mechasya from being destroyed. Masa Mechasya was destroyed. So the Gemara says, it's true, Masa Mechasya was destroyed, but it was destroyed for other reasons. But it could have been destroyed earlier. It wasn't destroyed earlier because Rav Ashi made sure that people wouldn't build houses that were bigger than the Beis HaLikenu. This halach is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Er Chaim Siman Kuf Nun, and the Mishnah Berurah over there says that this is something that people aren't machbin in Bizman Hazeh. And he says the reason is because, unfortunately, we don't have control over our cities anymore. And every city has a cloister, it has a Beis HaVodah Zarah, and the Beis HaVodah Zarah is usually the tallest building in the city anyways. So regardless, it's not going to be L'roimein Beis HaLikenu. Once upon a time, when it was Shonim Kitikunam, so then we had the ability to make sure that our shul, our Beis HaKnesses, would be the tallest building in the city. But unfortunately, that's not the way it is. In fact, I believe, don't quote me on this, but I believe that every city in America, or many, many, many cities in America, have a high street. And I think the reason you have so many high streets really around the world is because high street is where the Neustrom used to build their church. So for them, it should be the tallest building in the city. So this is something that the Neustrim have a monopoly over, and as a result, says the Mishnah Berurah, this is something that people are not nizer in Bizman Azef. Amar Rav Bar Mechasi, Amar Rav Chama Bar Guya, Amar Rav Tachas Yishma, V'li Tachas Nachri. If a person has a choice, he can work for a Yishmaeli, or he can work for a Nachri. So what's the difference? So a Yishmaeli is self-explanatory. A Nachri, Rashi says, is referring to the Edomian, also known as the Romans. But if a person had a choice to work for a Yishmaeli or to work for a Roman, you're better off working for the Yishmaeli. Meaning the Yishmaeli is going to take better care of you. Tachas Nachri v'lo tachas Chabar. If you have a choice to work for a Nachri, a Roman or an Edomian, versus working for a Chabar. So the Chabarim, these were troublemakers that the Gemara talks about in different places, that gave the Yidden that were living in Bavel, the Chachmi HaTalmud, a lot of tzaras. So if you have a choice for one over the other, you're better off working for the Adumim. The Chabarim are worse. Tachas Chabar, v'loy tachas Talmud Chacham. But if you have a choice to work for a Chabar of a Talmud Chacham, work better for the Chabar, don't work for the Talmud Chacham. How does that make sense? The Chabar is worse, or the Talmud Chacham is worse than the Chabar, who's worse than the Adumim? who's worse than the Yishmaelim? So Rashi says, because you have to give kavod to a Talmud Chacham. And if you're going to work for a Talmud Chacham, you know how it goes, you're not going to give him kavod. And it's going to lead to something not good. So it's not that the Talmud Chacham is not going to take care of you. It's that you may not treat the Talmud Chacham respectfully. And it's not kedai, hevizor migachalton. Don't be in the presence of a Talmud Chacham more than you have to. Certainly not when you're in a vulnerable, a compromised position, because you may end up not treating the Talmud Chacham properly. On that note, tachas Talmud Chacham, v'lo tachas yosem ha'mana. It's even worse to work for a Yosem Ha'amana, because if someone's Ma'ana Yosem Ha'amana, that's very, very chum. Amar Rav Bar Mechasio, Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav. Again, in the spirit of digression, Kol Chayiv Le'Chayil Me'ayin. A person should have any sickness. I mean, Lo'yoleinu. But the worst sickness is Chayil Me'ayin. If someone has a sickness in his stomach, Kol Kaev, V'loy Kaev Le'ev. Any pain, but not pain in the heart. Kol Mechush, that's a different type of pain. Rashi says it's a more subtle pain. It's a more fleeting pain. V'loy Mechush Rosh, not a headache. Kol Ra, any bad, but V'loy Isha Ra. V'omar Rav Bar Mechasio, Omar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Omar Rav. Im Yiu, Kol Ayamim Diyoy. If all the Yamim, all the oceans, all the seas would be ink. V'agamim Kulmasin. And all the Agamim, the marshes, would be Kulmasin. Pens. Quills, v'shamayim yirios, and all the shamayim would be yirios. V'chol bnei adam lav levarim, and we would all be scribes. So what does it sound like? We're about to give shvach v'yidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? It sounds like Akdamas Milan, or it sounds like Nishmas. Ein mas speaking, lichtoiv chalolo shal rasha. So would it be enough for us to be able to describe and to write poetically the depth of the rushes of the government? Rashi says, "Oymek libam shud sarach liyos leiv lekame medinos lemas akatzu v'lekame molchomets v'lekame mishpatim v'akol biyomechad." Now, how hard it is to be president? How hard it is to be the prime minister? To be the king? It's impossible. The amount of things that you have to juggle and all the responsibilities from wars and pandemics and everything going on in the world—it's not easy. So it's so complicated that literally, ilu finu moleshira kayom. The Gemara's nusach of it, ein anachto mas speak, would be impossible. Lichtev chalol sharatz. Question: what's the punchline? What are we trying to bring out from this? Is there a punchline over here? So the Rishonim say that there's a few punchlines. Number one, you have to have kavod for the malachim. You have to appreciate what it is they're doing. Another point that the Rishonim say, you should daven for the malachim, daven for the kings and to the president. They should have atzlocha. They should be matzliach in the achrayas that they've been given the responsibility to deal with. Another thing is you stay away from them. But regardless, my kara, is there makar to this in the pasuk? Omer ha-mesharshia, yeah. It says, shamayim lorum, ve'oretz lo'oymek, v'lev melochem ein cheker. So this idea of v'lev melochem ein cheker is shamayim lorum, v'oretz lo'oymek, literally, yo shamayim, yo oretz. This is the point. Omer ha-mesharshia, omer ha-mesharshia, omer ha-mesharshia, omer ha-mesharshia, omer ha-mesharshia, omer ha-mesharshia. If a person has a bad dream, he should fast. And not only should he fast, but the tainus is going to be so effective for the bad dream that he had. It's as effective as fire is in consuming flax. So fire consumes flax. The tainus is going to destroy the bad dream. Amar Rav Chizda said, only if you fast that next day, meaning if you wait a day, it doesn't work so well anymore. Amar Rav Yosef, afilu b'Shabbos, that he's supposed to do it even on Shabbos. Aye, what about Oynik Shabbos? So the Gemara says, if someone has to fast on Shabbos because he had a bad dream, yisana tainus l'tanisa. You should fast another fast because of the fact that you fasted. But Rav Yishur b'Reid, Rav Yidib Iklod b'Ravashi. On this note, the Gemara tells a story. So Rabbi Shua Bereda Ravidi was once by Ravashi, Abdulei Igla Tilsa, and they prepared for Rabbi Shua Bereda Ravisi a very nice meal, and the meal was an Igla Tilsa, a third born calf. So throughout Shas, you find this Igla Tilsa was considered the spitz. That was the best cut. I mean, that was, it's an animal. And the third born animal was considered to be very, very chasha. Either way, Amru Leh, so they told Rabbi Shua Bereda Ravidi, Litei Mar Midi. Want to eat? Amr Alu, he says, I can't eat. Betanisa Yosef. Now, I'm fasting today. Amr Alu, they told me, they saw the Imam, Hadar of Yehuda. Don't you know what Rabbi Yehuda said? Amr Yehuda, Leva Adam Tanisa Yepereya. That if a person's in the middle of fasting, he could always say, you know what? I'm going to borrow my fast. Leva Adam Tanisa. Or basically, what you could do is you could say, you know, instead of fasting today, I'll push it off until tomorrow. I didn't expect such a good meal to come. So I'm going to eat my Yeglatosa, and tomorrow, instead of my tuna sandwich, I'll fast. But right now, so there's an idea that you're allowed to do that. Leva Adam Tanisa Upeireya. Amr Luhu. So he told him, Tainus Chaloyim. No, this is different. This is not a regular Tainus. This is a Tainus Cholim. Vamir Rav Bar Mechas, Yom Rav Chom Rav Yom Rav. Yofa Tainus Chaloyim, Keshul and Oiris. Vamir Rav Chizur Bay Bayam, Amr Rav Yasef Philip Shabbos. I have to fast today because this is the only time that this is going to work. There's a lot to come back to. We'll get back to it at the end of the daf. So the Mishnah was discussing halachas that are negeya, every single day, Samach L'mincha. So Samach L'mincha, which the Gemara defined as Mincha Gedoyla, 6.5 hours into the day, Samach means within a half hour. So literally, by Chatzoy Sayyim, there's a whole bunch of things you're not allowed to do. You can't go to the barber, you can't go to the Merchitz, to the Shvitz, you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to Paskin Shailas if you're qualified. The Imis Chilu, the Mishnah said, let's say you started doing all these things, so Mafsikin, so the Mishnah said, you're not Mechuyev to stop. Then the Mishnah said, Mafsikin Le Krishma, Ve'ein mafsikin le tefila, says the Gemara. Hatano le reisha ein mafsikin. Meaning, when the Mishnah says ein mafsikin le tefila, isn't that redundant? What are we talking about in this Mishnah? Samach l'mincha. Why samach l'mincha? Because you have to daven mincha. So don't do these things mincha time. Because you have to make sure that you're not going to miss daven mincha. Let's say you started ein mafsikin. You don't have to stop to daven. You'll daven later. Obviously, we're talking about where there's going to be time later to daven. So you're not mechuyev to stop. So Freit the Gemara, ein mafsikin letfila seems to be redundant. So the Gemara says, Seifa asan l'divrei Torah. The Seifa is talking about something else. We're talking about not someone who's sitting by the barbershop, not someone who's sitting in the shvitz. We're talking about someone that's sitting and learning Torah. The Tanya, chaverim, shayo iskin b'Torah. Tamid chachamim that was sitting and learning Torah. Not the chabarim from the previous Gemara. Chaverim, tamid chachamim that were learning Torah. Mafsikin lekrish, maybe mafsikin letfila. So they have to stop to say Kriyishma, but they don't stop to daven. Rabbi Yochanan said that if you take this Gemara literally, it sounds like someone's in the middle of learning, and it comes time to daven, you don't have to stop learning. You can continue learning, don't worry about davening. So Rabbi Yochanan said, is that true? Anyone that's a Talmud Chacham? Loishanos, he said, no, it's not true for everybody. Elokagoyin Reb Shimon ben Yechoy v'chaveiro. Someone like Reb Shimon ben Yechoy and his chabura, all they did was learn Torah. But people like ourselves, that we're not Torosan umnasan, this is Rabbi Yochanan talking. People like us that are not Torosan umnasan, mafsikin le kriyishma v'letfilo, we could stop, or not, we could, we have to stop for kriyishma. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai also had to stop for kriyishma, but even for tefilo, for eight to Gemara, is the edge of the time you learn to the brisa, k'shem mafsikin le tefilo, kach e mafsikin le kriyishma. There's a brisa that says that you don't stop for tefilo and you don't stop for kriyishma. Now, what's that brisa referring to? Probably someone that's Torosan umnasan. And you see then that if someone's Teirasa Yom Nasa, he doesn't stop for Tevila, he doesn't even stop for Kriyishma. Point is, if we have a Mishnah that says that you do stop for Kriyishma and don't stop for Tevila, Luchur, it's not talking about someone that's Teirasa Yom Nasa. Who then is it referring to? Someone that's not Teirasa Yom Nasa. You see, our Mishnah then is not referring to people that are Teirasa Yom Nasa, just the opposite. It sounds like we're talking about people that are not Teirasa Yom Nasa. So the Gemara says, Gitani Ayib Ibrishon. Now, really, the Mishnah is talking about Teirasa Yom Nasa. Because if you're not Teirasa Yom Nasa, you're in the middle of learning Torah, you have to stop for Tevila. I have a brisa that says you also don't stop for Kriyishma. If the Teirasa Yom Nasa Chabura stops for Kriyishma, then who doesn't stop for Kriyishma? Who's more chashiv than Rabbi Shimon Bayechai Vechaveiro? The Gemara says, that's referring to something else. Not talking about someone that's sitting by the barbershop. It's not talking about someone that's learning Torah, but rather, Gitani Ayib Ibrishon. It's talking about when there was a chabura of Talmid Chachamim that got together and they're determining whether or not we should add an Adar. And that was considered very, very chomer. If you learn the Gemara's in the first parak of Masechet Sanhedrin where the Gemara talks about it, that was a huge deal. The Amr of Adar Barahava, Vechentanu Sabi Dehagrunyo, Amr of Lazbar Tzadik Sheinu Eiskev Ibrashana Biyavna. When we were involved in Ibrashana Biyavna, Lo Yahayinu Mafsikin, Lo Yahayinu Mafsikin, Lo. So we have a first hand testimony from Rabbi Lazbar Tzadik who said that this is what happened in Yavna. Of brachas tav chav cheschem, but the point is that you see ibr shana so chomer, it's there that it's negay this halacha of ein mafsikin loyla kriyishma veloyla tefilas. Either way, as it relates to stopping for kriyishma, stopping for tefilas, you have the resh of our mishnah, which is talking about someone that's involved in something mundane. You have the seif in the mishnah that's discussing someone that's in the middle of learning Torah. Within the world of someone that's learning Torah, there's two levels. There's someone that's Teirasa Yom Nasa, there's someone that's not Teirasa Yom Nasa. And then you have someone that's involved in Ibrashana, that's the most chomer, then you wouldn't even stop the Kriyishma. Now, what's so chomer about Ibrashana? So Rashi says, because all the Yom Tov and everything is based on the outcome of the Ibrashana. And being that the Yom Tovim are dependent on Ibrashana, that's what makes it so chomer. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Lo yetzei achayit b'machtoi, samach l'chashecha. So we're finally starting Masechta Shabbos. I mean, we've been learning a lot about Shabbos, but this is really, as we've spoken about many times, where the Masechta says Tosfos on the base of an olive was supposed to have started. Says the Mishnah, a tailor is not allowed to go outside Erev Shabbos, samach l'chashecha. So this is not samach l'mincha. This is samach l'chashecha. It's Erev Shabbos, it's Mincha time, but it's different. The first Mishnah that said Samach L'Mincha is already Chatzos time. It's Samach L'Mincha G'dayla. This is already Samach L'Chatzecha. Later in the day, said the Chayit's not allowed to go outside with his needle. Shema Yishkach V'Yetzeh, because we're afraid that the sun might set, it's going to become Shabbos, it's going to be Friday night, and once it's Shabbos, he's not allowed to carry it anymore. The same is true for a Sofer, he's not allowed to walk outside with his kumz. Another halacha, a person is not allowed to check his clothing for lice, nor is a person allowed to learn Torah, la'oraner. Next door candle. So you're not allowed to learn Torah on Shabbos, la'oraner. You're also not allowed to check your lice, Le'or Haner, Be'emes Amru, says the Mishnah, that this halacha of not learning Torah Le'or Haner is not something that is always true. It's not unequivocal. Rather, HaChazen, Roya Heichan Tinoikis Kairan, the Chazen is allowed to watch children learning Le'or Haner. So if you're a Malamed, you're allowed to have your kids learn Le'or Haner, as long as you're not learning Le'or Haner. Aval hu la'yikra, as long as you're not doing it, the Gemara will explain all this. Ka'yotz by a similar halacha, la'yoychal hazav im hazav, ne'hergal avera. Zav and hazava shouldn't eat together because of hergal avera. So if hazav and hazava are married, so they shouldn't eat together. It's a harchaka, as in Yerideh Simon Kuf Tzadikeh. This is a hilchis nida harchaka, because if we're afraid if they're going to eat together, it could come to a bia, which of course, in the context of a zav and a zava, is a problem. Says the Gemara. Tanan Hasam. Learned in the Mishnah. La'yamid on the Mishos HaYachid. V'yishte b'Rishos HaRabim. A person shouldn't stand in the Rishos HaYachid. Bend over into a Rishos HaRabim and drink something in the Rishos HaRabim. Rishos HaRabim v'yishte b'Rishos HaYachid. Additionally, if you shouldn't be standing in Rishos HaRabim, bend into a Rishos HaYachid and drink into the Rishos HaYachid. What's the reason? The reason is because we're afraid that if you're standing in one rishos and you're drinking something in another rishos, it's very likely that you may accidentally take the thing that you're drinking, bring it into the rishos that you're in. If you bring it into the rishos that you're in, akira in one rishos, anach in the other rishos, you're going to be over hitza, 39th malacha. So as a gzeira the Rabbanon said this is not something you're allowed to do. Meaning in and of itself, standing in one rishos, drinking in the other rishos is not a problem. The chashash is that you may carry the thing that you're drinking. That's where the issue is. Avalim hichnes roishe v'rubay malacha shushayza. But let's say you're literally roishe v'rubay in the mokoyim where you're drinking. It's not just part of you that's bent over. But most of you is bent over. Mutter, then it's mutter. Then there's no gzeira that you may take it into the rishos that you're standing in. Then the Mishnah says, v'chein begas. The same is true regarding a wine press. We'll see what that means in a minute. But in the meantime, we have a law. A person is not allowed to stand in Rosh Hashanah and drink in Rosh Hashanah. You're not allowed to stand in Rosh Hashanah and drink in Rosh Hashanah. Ibailu, Carmelis Mai. What's the law regarding a Carmelis? So Carmelis, we know, is a makam that midday rice is a makam tor. So there's no issa to carry from a Carmelis to a Rishos HaYachid, from a Carmelis to a Rishos HaRabim, but it's a place that has some of the qualities of a Rishos HaYachid and some of the qualities of a Rishos HaRabim. And as a result, the Chachomim were misakin, they instituted this concept of a Carmelis, and they gave it the Chumra of a Rishos HaYachid and the Chumra of a Rishos HaRabim. As the Chumra of a Rishos HaYachid, you can't carry from a Rishos HaRabim to a Carmelis. As the Chumra of a Rishos HaRabim, you can't carry from a Rishos HaYachid. It also has the Chumra of a Rishos HaRabim in the sense that you can't carry Dalai Lama in a Carmelis. The point is, the Gemara wants to know, this Gezeira, don't stand in one Rishos, drink in the other Rishos. Is that only when you're dealing with Rishuyos Midai Raisa? Or is that true for a Carmelis also, where the whole Issa would be a drop? I mean, could I stand in a Rishos HaYachid, bend over, not Rosh HaVerubai, bend over into a Carmelis and drink? That's the Gemara's question. Amar Abaya. So Abaya said, he said it's the same thing. What difference does it make if you're dealing with a Rishos De Raisa, or if you're dealing with a Carmelis? That's a Rishos De Rabbah. Rava Amar, Rava says, what do you mean, what difference does it make? He goof a Gzeira. Vanekam and Igzer, Gzeira, Ligzeira. This is a Shas principle. This is Talmud Bavli 101. That you don't make Gzeiras, Ligzeiras. The whole issue over here is a gzeira. It's a chashash that you may accidentally take the thing that you're drinking, bring it into your rishos. Okay, let's say you do that. You will have violated the issue of carrying from a Carmelis to a rishos hayachid. And let's say you do that. Oh, what do you mean? If you carry from a rishos hayachid to a Carmelis, you're going to carry from a rishos hayachid? Uh-huh. So carry from a Carmelis to a rishos is the gzeira. It's all a chashash you may carry from between two real rishuyas. So this is also a gzeira. You're going to make a gzeira, the gzeira. I'm rabbi, I'm no, amino. But I'll tell you how I know this. Diktani. Because I think that's Mefurish. I think that's the seifa of the Mishnah. Because what did the end of the Mishnah say? Mishnah said, "V'chein begas." Not only is it a problem to do this from Rishus Hayachid to Rishus Rabim, and from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Hayachid, the same is true with a wine press. Said Abaya, "My gas, this wine press that the Mishnah is talking about, what is it exactly? Rishus Hayachid? Is it Rishus Hayachid? No, it's mefurish that you're not allowed to carry from a rishus harabim to rishus harabim. And irishus harabim, and if it's a rishus harabim, you know, we know that as well. Meaning this gzera we know is true for rishus harabim to rishus harabim, rishus harabim to rishus harabim. So what's v'chein begas? Elav karmelis. The gas must have been a karmelis. Meaning, based on the first sugi, the first 7.5 tafen of the masechta, it must end up being a caramelist. So you see clearly in the Mishnah, v'chein begas, this halacha is true for a caramelist. Rav Amar Rav says, no, v'chein begas l'nyan ma'aser. The halacha of gas wasn't talking about hoitza. Gas was discussing a different halacha. It was discussing the halacha of ma'aser. V'chein Amar Rav Sheshes said the same thing. V'chein begas l'nyan ma'aser, it was related to the halacha of ma'aser. So what's this halacha of ma'aser? So the halacha is that you're not allowed to eat certain peiros until you mafres truma and meiser. Now, midday raisa, the only time this is a problem is if you're going to eat an achilas kva. You're going to eat a real achila. But if you eat what's considered an achilas aroi, so you eat this food as a snack. You don't sit down and break bread over it. So if you eat an achilas aroi, so then it's not a problem, midday raisa. Stating that, midday rabbanon, there are times. Okay, midday raisa, do this one more time. Midday raisa, a person is not allowed to eat unless he's mafresh shumas or maizes. However, the only time there's an isser to eat without being mafresh shumas or maizes is if it was nigma malachta. That's only if the malacha that you were supposed to do with this tfuah, whatever it is, was completed. So if you're still in the process of, on some level, manufacturing and producing this product, then over there, there's no issa de raisa. The Rabbanan, however, said that even if it's loy nigmer malachtoy, so let's say you have wine in the wine press, that's a classic example, it's still in the wine press. It's not nigmer, it's nigmer malachtoy when it's bottled and you have the cork is inside of it. But once it's still in the wine press, it's loy nigmer malachtoy, over there, there's no issa de raisa, but there is an issa de Rabbanan. But being that it's only an issa de Rabbanan, Rabbanan limited that is, sir, they limited it to an achilas kva. They said for an achilas aroi, you're not going to have this halacha. It's for that reason, you find this halacha. This comes up in a lot of sugyas, that it's okay to drink wine on top of the wine press. What's the chiddush? The chiddush, even if you weren't mafres truma yet and maisa yet from the wine, still it's going to be fine. What do you mean? Why is that okay? Because it was loy nigma malachtoi. What's the raya? It's in the wine press. So if it's in the wine press, by definition, it was loy nigma malachtoi. If you're just on top of the wine press, you know, you're working in the vineyard, so naturally, you may want to have a drink of wine at some point. That's okay. As long as you do it in that way, it's considered an achilas aroi, and achilas aroi, where it's like nigma malachte, is mutter, even midirabon. It's regarding that halacha, says the Gemara, the Mishnah said, b'chein bagas. Meaning, if you're on top of the wine press, so then it's considered an achilas aroi. But only if you're roishe verubay on top of the wine press. So if you're roishe verubay on top of the wine press, it's considered an achilas aroi. That's when it's mutter to drink the wine on top of the gas, even though you wore a mafresh shumas or maestros. Because that's what makes it achilas aroi. Achilas aroi is mutter in the event that it was like nigma malachtei. If, however, you're standing here and you're just bending over, but it's not roishe verubay bending over, so that's not considered that you're on top of the gas. If it's not considered that you're on the top of the gas, that's not an achilas aroi. So we're just stelling to the concept of being on top of something versus being on top of it roishe verubay. It's negei hilchas aitza. It's also negei hilchas maisers. Two completely different halachas. There's just one fundamental principle that's the same. But as it relates to the halachas itself, it's no shaykhas. Abaye said, no, when the Mishnah said v'chein begas, it was talking about aitza. Aitza, what's a gas? Probably a karmelis. So you see clearly that even though it's a gzera l'gzera, but the chachamim imposed it even for a karmelis. Rava said, no, completely different halacha. That's liyam maiser. Rav Sheshes said the same thing as liyam maiser. The tnan, as we learned in the Mishnah, shoytzen ala gas. You're allowed to drink wine over the wine press because it's considered an achilas aroi. Bein alacham and bein alatzoyin rabbanan. It doesn't matter if the wine was diluted with hot water or with cold water or wasn't diluted at all. It's fine. Divi Rameir. That's Rameir. Rav Lozer Rav Tzadik Mechayev. Rav Lozer Rav Tzadik said that no, that it's not okay. Once it's diluted, you're not allowed to drink on top of the gas. The Chum said it depends. Alacham and Chayev. Alatzoyin rabbanan. If there's hot water inside, at that point, you're not allowed to. You chayiv in meiser, meaning you're not allowed to just go ahead and drink it. If it's cold water, it's potter, and the reason is the difference between hot water and cold water is if you dilute the wine with hot water, then you're not going to take the wine, what's left over, and pour it back into the gas. I mean, it's never recommended, but if you're never going to do it because you're going to spoil the wine. So it's for that reason, it's not considered achilas aroi anymore. If it's tzoynein, if it's only cold water, then there's a chance you might do that, and that's what makes an achilas aroi. The point is, it's negated. These halachas, this machloek is Rameyer and the Chachamim and Ribbalah's Brat Tzadik, where this halacha of the Chaim Begas was negated. Tonight we learned in our Mishnah, so again, we're discussing over here whether or not the Chachamim imposed a gzera ligazera, meaning whether or not something that would be Aser Mishum Hoitza or mishum egzera of Aitzah, that Chabim imposes, even if the Aitzah is only going to be an Aitzah de Rabbanan, or that they only say this when the Aitzah is going to be Aitzah de Raisa. So again, what's the example that we're discussing? It's very simple. You're standing in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you're bending over and you're drinking something in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That in and of itself doesn't constitute Aitzah, for whatever reason. That's not Aitzah. However, it's also the Rabbanan said, because it's Gzeira. If you're drinking a cup in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you're standing in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you may very well take the cup, bring it into your Rosh Hashanah, and you're going to be over there, right? So, okay. What if that Rosh Hashanah was not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it was a Carmelis? So, even if I do it, I'll only be over, and this is the Rabbanan. Do we make Gzeiras and Hoitzah, Otu a Hoitzah the Rabbanan or not? Machlek is Abaye v'Rava. Abaye said, the chaim begas is he. No, it's the same thing. There's no difference. Doesn't matter if the hitzah would be deraisa de rabbanan. Rava said no. It's a gzeira le gzeira. For deraisa, you make such a gzeira. Not for everyone. So the Gemara says, I think we have a right from our Mishnah, which is why we're discussing this now. The tailor is not allowed to go outside with his machet samach l'chashecho. Shema yitzchach v'yetsa, because we're afraid that it make be Shabbos and he's still going to be carrying. Now says we might love the tchuvah le bigdoy. It seems the tailor, the way he used to carry his needle is he would take the needle and take the pointy edge, he would put it inside his baguette. That's the way he carried his needle. Now, if he carries his needle in that way, on Shabbos, the Churi is not over in Isidai Raisa, because that's not the normal way of carrying. And if it's not the normal way of carrying, he's carrying with a shinui. Anytime a person's mechal Shabbos with a shinui, he's not over the Isidai Raisa. So we'll see more about these halachas. But for now, this is a very straightforward halacha that we're all familiar with, that if someone's mechalel Shabbos, but he doesn't do it in the regular way. He does it kela'achayad. He does it with some form of shinui. It's not melechas machsheves asur Torah. He's not over the Isidai Raisa. So the assumption is that this chayit anyway is not going to be over hoitzam Isidai Raisa. And still you see a takono. Lo yetzei achayit b'machter. Samach l'chashecho. So isn't this a raya to abaya? That we make takonos for hoitzah, even where the hoitzah is only going to be the Rabbanan. The Gemara says, lo yetzei achayit b'machter. Maybe the lach of the Mishnah is not referring to the chayit that's carrying it in that way. Maybe it means when he's carrying it in the regular way. You're right. If we knew it was tchuvah like a big day, maybe that wouldn't be an issue. Toshma, the Gemara says, okay, from the Mishnah you have no raya, but maybe we have a raya from a braisa. Le'etzah chayit b'machter, tchuvah like a big day. Oh, it's mefurish. The chayit's not let to carry with the machet, that's tchuvah like a big day. Now, although the Mishnah says clearly that the needle was in his baguette, but there's something that the Mishnah doesn't say. It doesn't say it's Erev Shabbos. So maybe it's not Erev Shabbos. The Gemara says, my love, Erev Shabbos. Isn't this braisa just a extended version of our Mishnah? And if that's the case, you see clear that on Erev Shabbos he's not allowed to carry that way. The Gemara says, like, itanya he b'Shabbos. It's talking about Shabbos. And that's the Chiddush, even though it's not an Issa de Raisa, maybe, but it's Aser. But it could be Erev Shabbos, where he gufa gzeira, na nekum v'nigza gzeira l'gzeira. Maybe that's not something we're going to do. But itanya, but the Gemara says, we're into another Braisa. Lo yetze hachayit b'machtoi, hatchuvo b'bigdoi, be'erev Shabbos b'chashecha. Here it says Erev Shabbos, and it says it's tchuvo b'bigdoi. This is a mefurish araya to Abayas hihi. It's clear. You see, even for an Issa, the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, Amari Rabbi Yehudi. Maybe this Bereis is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Da'ama umen derechum nusay chayev. Rabbi Yehuda has a shita that if somebody carries or someone does a melacha kalach ayad, but he's a professional, and even though that thing that he did is considered kalach ayad for us mortals, but for him, who is a professional in that area, that's the way that they do it. Umen derechum nusay, that would make him chayev midday reisa. That is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Therefore, says the Gemara, that is true for a regular person who's not a chayat to carry his needle in that way. It would be kalachiyad, he'd only be over Nisra Rabbanan. But for a woman, it's not a Nisra Rabbanan. So for a woman, it's not a Nisra Rabbanan. Maybe that's where it's again. Time you learn to the Bible. It's a chayat b'machti at chuvalei b'bigdoi. For a nagur b'keisim shabbos, a carpenter shouldn't carry his ruler behind his ear. For the Seirik, people don't usually carry rulers behind their ear, unless you're a carpenter. For the Seirik, the same is true with a comber. He shouldn't have his meshicha, his utensils. He shouldn't have it behind his ear. For the Gardi B'ir Shabazni, the weaver shouldn't have his thing behind his ear. For the Tzaba B'dugma Shabit Tzavar, same is true regarding a dyer who used to have a swatch. He would put it on his shoulder. For the shulchani, so this is interesting, the shulchani, who's the money changer, he would walk around with money behind his ear. That I've never seen. V'im yatsa, and if he does, pater, avalasa. Divrei ramei, Rabbi Yehuda, Eimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, umen derechum nasa chayev, ushar kolon the pater, shar kolon is going to be pater. But for the woman himself, he's going to be chayev. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, so that braisa that says, lo yetze achayet, v'machtoi, Hatchuva loy bebigdoy erev Shabbos, says the Gemara, that's not a raya that we make a gzera l'gzera when it comes to the melacha of hoitza. Incidentally, why would you make a gzera l'gzera by hoitza? You have a whole sugya here, machlokes abaye rava back forth from Meir Rabbi Yehuda, erev Shabbos, not Shabbos, some lechasha. Why do we have a whole sugya here? We never make a gzera l'gzera. I mean, it's beya dat beya. It's throughout Shas. You never ever make a gzera l'gzera. Mitamo, we have a whole sugya. Maybe you do make a gzera l'gzera, machlokes abaye rava. I mean, are you supposed to walk away from Shabbos daf yod aleph on the days and say it's a is a bayah v'rova whether you make zera l'gzera? Probably not. So what's the pshat? Presumably because haitzah is a malacha grua. And because haitzah is a malacha grua, so the chachamim, you see, we had to be mechazek haitzah. That's why we started the mesachta with akira and anocha. That wasn't the real place to start it. But we're dealing with a malacha grua. We have to reinforce that this is real. So the fact that haitzah is a malacha grua is a reason that we are going to find chumras, and by the way, we're going to find kulas as well. Because the fact that it's a malacha grua is a reason that it should be a kula. Like we spoke about, maybe there's no chazishir from Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan in Ber Yitzchak Siman Tes Vav, Anaf Vav, right? He said that there's no chazishir asim in HaTorah when it comes to the malacha v'itzah. Why? Because it's a malacha gerua. So it goes both ways. The fact that it's a malacha gerua is going to result in kulas, but the fact that it's a malacha gerua will potentially result in chumras as well. Either way, exhale. So a little bit of raid related to today's daf. So just to go in order. So the Gemara mentioned a whole bunch of things that Rava Bar Mechasya said in the name of Rav Chama Bar Gurya, that said in the name of Rav. So a few light ha'aras related to this morning's light daf. So number one, the first memra that we had from this morning. Now, there were others yesterday, but the first one from this morning was La'olam Ayishana Adam Benoy Bein Abanim. A person should be careful, and he shouldn't show favoritism to any one of his children. Shevishvul Mishkal Shnei Slom Meilach Nosan Yaakov V'Yosef, because it was a result of a little bit of favoritism that Yaakov Avinu showed Yosef Atzadik. He gave him Mishkal Shnei Slom Meilas. What was it worth already? But it was a Ksenus Pasim. Yosef Mishar Bonov, Niskanu Bay Echov, Viniskalgal Adover. Literally, one thing led to another. The Yardu Avisenu L'Mitzrayim, and the Yidden ended up in Mitzrayim. Tosfos asks a very obvious question. It sounds like from this Gemara that were it not for the Ksenus Pasim, it's possible that the Jews would have never ended up in Mitzrayim. Frank Tosfos, how could that be? In Parshas Lech Lecha, by the Bris Bein Absarim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avram Avinu that he was going to have children, he prefaced it by telling him, Yodoy Yateh, that you should know, Ki Ger Yir Zaracha Be'eretz Lo Elohem, that your children, who eventually will be Klal Yisrael, and they'll stand at Har Sinai, and they'll be Mekabel the Torah, and they're going to eventually enter the Eretz Yisrael, and they'll build a Beis HaMikdash. But before that, they are going to be strangers in a foreign land. Va'avodim ve'inu oisim, and they're going to be slaves, and they're going to be tortured arba me'yashana for 400 years. And then I'm going to take revenge from that nation that will have enslaved the Jews. Va'achre ken yetzu b'chush gadol, va'ata tovei el b'isecha b'sholim tikover b'seiv etoiv. The point is that well before Yaakov Avinu gave Yosef atzadik, the ksoinus pasim, and Yosef had dreams, and his brothers were jealous, and they sold him into slavery. Well before that happened, it was already decreed that the Yidden were going to end up in Mitzrayim. So Freik Tois Zakasha, how could the Gemara say that it's because of Yaakov and Yosef that Niskalgal Adavar V'yardu Aviseinu L'Mitzrayim? What do you mean? It's a Pasuk. It's a Pasuk of Parshas Lech Lecha. Avram Avinu, Yaakov Avinu's grandfather was already told, Yodoy Ateda Ki Ge Yir Zaracha Be'eretz Lo Elohem. So it's Tois, you have to say that Shemo Loihoye Nigzer Aleim Inui Kolkach. The Gemara doesn't mean that were it not for the favoritism that Yaakov showed Yosef, the Yidden would have never ended up in Mitzrayim. They were going to end up in Mitzrayim regardless. This was already a nevuah. This was supposed to happen. However, who said it had to be so bad? When the Yidden were in Mitzrayim, it was terrible. They suffered terribly. It was Ella al Yedei Zeh. It was because of what happened that they ended up suffering so bad. It says Tosfos, I'll prove to you that there was a little flexibility in the nevuah, for lack of a better word, of the Bris Bein Absarim. Because Hashem told Avram 400 years. They weren't in Mitzrayim for 400 years. They were in Mitzrayim for 210 years. They weren't in Mitzrayim for 400 years. No, so what's the cheshbon of 400 years? It started, Miledas Yitzchak, says Tosfos. When Yitzchak Avinu was born, that's already when it was Niskayim. That means, as much as there was a nevuah, but there was a little flexibility. So really, it could have ended up a little leichter than it did. The reason it was so chomer was because of what happened. So the reason the Yidden ended up in Mitzrayim has nothing to do with the fact that there was a Ksoinus Pasim and there was Kinah. That's why it was as chomer as it was. That's why the Yidden suffered as terribly as they suffered. But as it relates to the fact that they ended up in Mitzrayim, they would have ended up in Mitzrayim either way. It's just interesting to point out, as we're a Shloshim Yoim, Kodim L'Chag right now, I think it's worth mentioning. So the pasuk says, "Va'yomer la'Avram yodoya teida ki geir zaracha be'eretz loy lohem va'avodim ve'inu oisam arba me'yashana." It's mavur in seder olam that these were really three separate nevuos, right? The first main avsarim, yeah, they're going to be Mitzrayim. What's going to be Mitzrayim? I don't know, they're gonna be slaves. Avodim yinu lepar b'mitzrayim. But if you medayik the psukim, just being mavasedra, ki ger yiz aracha beretz loy lahem. The yidden are gonna be in a strange land. Number one, va'avodim, they're gonna be slaves. Ve'inu oisam, and they're gonna be tortured. And the truth is that the three things were all separate. It was ger yiz aracha luchud, va'avodim luchud, ve'inu oisam luchud. Just for the clarity, the clerk and how to read the pasuk, they're not all the same. How long were the yidden in Mitzrayim? So the pasuk says that they were going to be kiger yizaracha beretz loy lahem. It was supposed to be 400 years. Now they really weren't in Mitzrayim 400 years. So how was it in the sky? Tosfos says right here it was leidas Yitzchak. Rashi brings it a chumash. It all started with leidas Yitzchak. How does that make sense? That's not what the nevuah was. No, it does make sense because Yitzchak was Avram Avinu's son, and as soon as Yitzchak was born, he was beretz loy lahem. He didn't have Eretz Yisrael yet. So mileidas Yitzchak, it was niskayim kiger yizaracha beretz loy lahem. Now, is that really what the Eibishter meant? Says Tosfos, I don't know, but this is the flexibility. That's Tosfos' point. That you see that Hashem was willing to be metaretz diburoi to make it work, so it shouldn't have to be so bad. But the kiger yir zaracha, be'eretz loy lahem, that was 400 years, because all that was supposed to be for 400 years was that point. Kiger yir zaracha, be'eretz loy lahem. So much so that we're even going to be metaretz diburoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and let that start counting. The meter starts running. Mishas leidas Yitzchak. Then the pasuk said va'avodim, slaves. How many years were the Yidden slaves? So Chazal say that as long as the Shvatim were alive, the Yidden were not enslaved yet. What happened? It was vayomos Yosef v'chol echav, and right afterwards it was vayakam melech chadash. So it was after the last of the Shvatim died that was vayakam melech chadash. Who was the last one of the Shvatim to die? It was Levi. Levi died 116 years before the Yidden left Mitzrayim. That means the Va'avodim was 116 years. As I stated in Seyda Olam Rabba, it was 116 years. What about the Ve'inu Oysam? So we know Chazal say that Miriam was called Miriam because when Miriam was born, that's when the Vayomoru as Chayeim started. How old was Miriam when the Yidden left Mitzrayim? She was 86 years old. Moshe was 80, Aharon was 83, and Miriam was 86. That means that the Inui started 86 years before the Yidden left Mitzrayim. So there's three numbers. There's 400, or 210. There's 116, and there's 86. I mean, the Pasuk says 400. No, the Pasuk says, Ki ger yir zaracha arba me'yashana. It says, Va'avodum ve'inui. Ger yir zaracha, that's 400 years. Va'avodum is 116 years. The Inui, some, as it relates to the Inui, that's 86 years. The Chasam Sofer in Parshas Va'era says that the Pasuk says that Hashem took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim be'etzpa Elokim. Right? The Makis all happened. Say it in Agada. The Makis all happened be'etzpa Elokim. Says the Chasam Sofer, the word etzpa is bigamatria 163. Elokim is bigamatria 86. 163 is Moshe and Aharon. Moshe was 80 and Aharon was 83. 86, which is Elikim, is Miriam. Miriam was 86 years old. The Yidden were taken out of Mitzrayim, be'etzpa Elikim. Who were the manhigim of the Yidden when the Yidden left Mitzrayim? It was Moshe, it was Aharon, it was Miriam. Moshe and Aharon, that's 163, that's etzpa. Miriam is 86, that's Elikim. Together it's etzpa Elikim. But says the Chasam Sofer, there's a remez b'toich remez, because Elikim we know is Midas Adin. And Miriam was Al-Shem Vayimoru Eschayeim. So the 86 years of Miriam, that was the Midas Adin, that was the Vayimoru Eschayeim. That's why Miriam is Merum is an Elikim. Moshe Naharim Merum is an etzpa. Either way, that's the first order. The second order is, so we spoke a little bit about Tadoim. The second thing that Rav Bar Mechasi said in the name of Rav Chama Bar Gurya, in the name of Rav, La'olam yichazer adam v'yeshe b'irshe yeshivasa kroiva. Tzoyar, 51 years. Sodom was 52 years. And then the Gemara tells us a little bit about the rest of the story. So Sodom existed for 52 years. That's all it existed for. That's the answer to the trivia question. How long did Sodom? We talk so much about Sodom. The ganze Mais is Nun Beishonim. It's 52 years. Out of the 52 years, they were fighting wars for 26 years. They had 26 years of Shalva. There were 26 years of peace. Just to get an idea of what the level of Shalva the Yidden had, or the people in Sodom had during those 26 years. The Navi Yecheskel says, is equating the Yidden during Bayis Rishoy to the people that lived in Sodom, which is the ultimate in terms of a klola and a negative association. The Yidden, they behaved like Sodom. Says the Navi Yecheskel, Hine zeh hoya avoin Sodom machoisech. This was the aveira of Sodom. Go'oin sivas lechem, v'shalvas hashke toyolo. Sodom had a gaiva. Sivas lechem, they was that. The economy was booming. Everything was great. V'shalvas hashke toyolo. And they had shalva, they had hashket. Everything was unbelievable. Business was booming. Not only Stoim, but Stoim and its suburbs. But they didn't share their wealth. They didn't take care of the people that were around them. That was the avoin of Stoim. But the point is, the Pasuk describes Sodom, says Rashi, as going sivas lechem the shalva zashke. So you want to know the shalva of Sodom? How do you know Sodom had shalva in the first place? Right? The Gemara is assuming there was shalva. How many years of shalva? 52 years. How many years? 20. Where do you see shalva? It's this Pasuk, right? So Pasuk in Yecheskel. Yecheskel, it very dramatically describes the level of shalva that they had in Stoim. Hine zeh hoya avoin Stoim achoyseich go'in sivas lechem v'shalvas hashkeit hoya lo v'liv noiseo v'yad oni v'evyo in loyich ziko. I heard once from the Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Yuber Vachtvoigel, he stelt su a Tosefta here in Masech de Shabbos. The Tosefta is at the very end of the 8th parak of Masech de Shabbos. Rab Nehoiroi Oimer. Rab Nehoiroi, also known as Rab Meir, said, Ein locha odem b'chol ha-krakum matun yoyse me'astoimiyev. There were no calmer people in the world than the Stoimim. Stoim was perfect, perfect weather. Everything was perfect. When Loit and Avram made up, you go right, I go left, you go left, I go right. Right, they made up, they're going to part ways. So the Pasuk says, Vayaris kol kikra yardin. Stoim, that Loit, he scans literally the entire world. And where did he decide to settle? He decided to settle in Stoim. Why did he decide to settle in Stoim? Said that Reb Nuroi, because there was no more geschmack of place to be than to be in Stoim. Ein lecha adam b'chal ha-krakum yoyse me'astoim. There was no more geschmack. And the raya is from the fact that Loit chose to go to Stoim. Said Rebel Yuber, it's this pasuk. Stoim was matun. They were calm. It was shalvas. Hashgate, Hoyolov, Livnoisel, Goyin Sivas Lechem. There was nothing like Stoim. So he said, where did it come from? Why were they so calm? What was this calmness that seemed to have permeated Sodom? I mean, the Pasuk talks about it. We just learned the Gemara right here. 26 years of Shalva, Rashi says, Ayin, Sefi Yecheskel, Perek Dezayin. Rav Nuroi says it in the Tosefta. We're making such a big deal about this. What's the limud? Right? What's the punchline over here? He said, because the Gemara says, in the end of Masechtes Brachos, we learned it just recently. Vayitzer, it says, the man was created with two yuds. Why two yuds? Because a person has a Yetzer and a person has a Yoitzer. A person has a creator and a person has a Yetzerah. And a person has to decide. You want to follow your Yetzer and you want to follow your Yoitzer. And either way that you decide that you want to go, it's oily mi Yitzri, it's oily mi Yoitzri. If a person decides that I'm gonna do the right thing, avoid the Hashem, so the Yetzahara is gonna chapel with him. It's oily mi Yitzri. And if a person says, no, I'm gonna follow my Yetzahara, I'm gonna do all the things I'm not supposed to do, he's gonna have a guilty conscience. What's gonna be? He understands. It's gonna be oily mi Yoitzri. So says the Gemara, a person finds himself in this battle, and it's very hard to find real peace in this world because it's oily mi yitzri, oily mi yitzri. Stating that, the Gemara says, David HaMelech said, Libi cholo bekirbi. David HaMelech said he was in a perfect place. Why? Because David HaMelech eradicated his Yetzahara. He defeated his Yetzahara. It was over. The game was over. And as a result, he didn't have the oily mi yitzri anymore. So David HaMelech, Adineinu David, Shalocha Kemoisa Bechol Makayim, who sang Shiras Vesheshbachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David HaMelech, he was at a point where it was Libi Chalo Bekirbi. Oh, it's Libi Chalo Bekirbi. So David HaMelech, why? Because he didn't have the Oilim Yitzri. If he didn't have the Oilim Yitzri, so everything was perfect. So Rabbi Yuber said, Stoim was punkfaker. You know what Stoim did? They worked so hard on not having a guilty conscience that they got to the point where there was no Oilim Yitzri. It was the flip side. It was the antithesis of David HaMelech. David HaMelech didn't have the Oilim Yitzri. The Anshei Stoim, they didn't have the Oily Miyotzri. And that's the Oymik, that's the Tiefkeit of the Goyin Sivas Lechem, the Shalvez Hashkit, Hoylov of Noiseh. That's the Oymik of our Gemara, 26 years of Shalva. It's 26 years of doing Averis, but it's also 26 years of no guilty conscience. 26 years where you can go to sleep at night and the fact that you're living the way you're living has no impact on you. You don't even think about it the next morning. It's fine. You can go away and you could be calm, to be such Bali Avera, to be able to be Viyad. Adoni ve'evyon lo hechzika, and at the same time be going sivas lechem v'shalvas hashke, that's a madrega. And that's the madrega of Stein. And then Rabbi Yober said, he said it always bothered him that what's the pshat that Chazal, the Nevi'im, Chazal, Yecheskel, Yeshaya, Novi, you have in a Chazon Yeshayo, that we say on Tisha B'Av, the Nevi'im equated very often the Yidden to Stein. He says, where do we come to Stein? What was the Ve'er of Stein? We just read the Pasuk. Hine, ze hoya avoin sodom. You can't be more black and white than this. This is Torah Shabbat, it's Yecheskel Perek Tezayin. And if you never make it to Yecheskel, but Rashi Masech Shabbos quotes it. So hine, ze hoya avoin stoim achoysech. What was the Avera? Yad oni ve'evyon lo yechzika. He says, Klal Yisrael was ever yad oni ve'evyon lo yechzika. He says, Achleibnish. That's not the mead of Klal Yisrael. We're Rachmanim, we're Baishonim, we're going like Chasodim. How could we be stoim? How could Yeshaya HaNavi look Klal Yisrael in the eye and say, you're stoim? We were Stoim. I mean, the stories of Stoim are legendary. That was never Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael had Gemachah, we're doing Chesed. I mean, the levels of Chesed that the Yidden have always done throughout, in our worst times, we've done unbelievable Chesed. Stories you read about that went on in the concentration camps. The Chesed of the Yid is legendary. Wo kommt der Yid zu Stoim? Where do we come to Stoim? We have no Sheiches to Stoim. Said Rabbi Yober, you know what the Tzustel to Stoim is? It's not the Yad Oni Ve'evion Lo Yechziko. It's the Shalvas Hashkei Toyo Lover Lech Noisel. That was the Tfiyah of the Navi. For Stoim, it manifested itself in Yad Oni Ve'evion Lo Yechziko. For us, maybe it manifested in itself that we weren't learning. Maybe we were speaking, I don't know, whatever it was. Whatever that Veir was, it manifested itself in a different way. But the point is the Yisoy, the Shirish of Stoim, what's so terrible about Stoim, is the Shalvas Hashkei Toyo Lo. That's the side of Stoim. He said that in Parshas Netzavim, right, if a person says, Ki'im b'shiris li b'yelech, so what's going to happen? Gofres v'melech shreifa kol arza k'ma pecha Stoim v'amor, because that's what Stoim was. Stoim was b'shiris li b'yelech. That's the side of Stoim. That's the fun, that was the punchline of Stoim. Wasn't the ad oni v'evim lo yechzika. It was the fact that you can do it on that level, that means you don't care. If you destroy your oily miyotri, that's what Stoim is, and that's what the Navi sometimes was giving teichacha to you. That's the second half. The third ha'ara is, so at the very end of Amud Aleph, so the Gemara discussed that if someone's in the middle of learning Torah, you're in the middle of learning Torah, and it comes time to say Kriya Shema, it comes time to daven, said the Gemara, that's the Sefer of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Mafsikin leKriya Shema, they Mafsikin leTfilah. So imagine, you're sitting and learning Torah, and you realize you didn't daven Minchi Yatzif, if you're by the barber, okay, that's one Shulchan Aruch. You're in the Shvitz, that's a Shulchan Aruch. What if I'm in the middle of learning Torah, I'm sitting with a Chavrusa, I'm sitting and learning, so what do you do? Kriya Shema, it's man Kriya Shema that you have to be Mafsik. Tfilah, that already you don't have to be Mafsik. Said the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan qualified that. He said, Loi Shana, that's only true. El Kagain Reb Shim Meichai Vechaveira. That's only true for someone like Reb Shim Meichai Vechaveira. Why? Shatayrosan Nosan. Avil Anu, but people like us, Mafsikin, we have an obligation to be Mafsik. Incidentally, what's the difference? So Rashi says, because Kagain Anu, if we're not Tayrosan Nosan, so would we stop if we had to go to work now? So if you're going to stop to work, you have to stop for davening also. Reb Shim Meichai didn't stop for anything. So if he didn't stop for anything, he doesn't have to stop for tefillah either. But anyone that's going to have to stop for something else, so he would have to stop for this as well. Now, at first glance, it sounds like from the Gemara that Rav Shim Bar Yochai v'chaveirav, they were Teirasa Yom Nasan. But Rav Yochanan v'chaveirav, they were not Teirasa Yom Nasan. Right? That's what it sounds like. And at first glance, the obvious tzushtel is, Brachas Daf Lamed Heyam Adveis, where there was a machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai regarding Vasafto de Ganecha. It also says, So Rabbi Shmuel said, Hanig Ben Minig Der Cheretz. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, no, a person has to be Mekayim Lo Yomash Sefer HaTayr Zemi Picha Vagisva Yom Avalayla. It means Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Shita was that a person is not supposed to go to work. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is the symbol, he's the semel of Teirasa Yom Nasa, and this is the same Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. However, most of the Tanoim, even Abaya said, Harbi Yosuk Rav Shimon Bar Yochai v'lo yosu b'yadam, and that's what we spoke out when we learned Parakaroya, that the Gemara says, Abaya and Rava, they both had dreams, and they went to Bar Hedya, and Bar Hedya was talking about their Parnasa, when Abaya and Rava, Parnasa, so we spoke out that this is Abaya l'shitasa, who held Harbi Yosuk Rav Shimon Bar Yochai v'lo yosu b'yadam. That means Abaya probably followed Rabbi Yishmael, and Rava also followed Rabbi Yishmael. So Rabbi Yochanan also followed Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yochanan went out, and he had a job. So Rabbi Yochanan had a job. He said, I'm not like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the chaver of Brachas Lamed Heyom, base fame. They're the miut. that it works for. So for them, the halacha is a mafsikin l'tfilo. But for us, the harbe, even the gedolei amirah, abaye rova, Rabbi Yochanan, etc. So for us, that halacha is not going to be true. But I found in the Chassam Sofer, the Chassam Sofer is very bothered by it. It says, I can't believe it. It says it's not possible that Rabbi Yochanan the chaverov were not peirasan umnasan. As I afraid the Chassam Sofer, and he much is very stark. He has a long piece to explain it, and at the very end, he says that one of his talmidim told him a davar nifla, and he had a big shmak in the Chassam Sofer. I forgot to bring the Chassam Sofer with me, but he mentions the Talmud that said this, V'zachol HaTov. He brings them by his name, and he said, maybe Pshat is based on a Gemara, Masechtas Tainus, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, that you may be familiar with. The Gemara says, Ilfa v'Rab Yochanan havigarsa b'yiraisa. Ilfa v'Rab Yochanan, they were learning Torah together, and one day they decided, Tchikulu milso, they said, Negum v'Nezum v'Navadiska, let's go out and let's make Parnasa. V'Nekayim b'Nafshin Ephes, ki lo yeh b'chay evyo. And the Gemara says, they left, and when they left, Rab Yochanan overheard two Malachi Asharis talking, he realized it means him, so he went back, he became the Reshiva, Ilfa went out and became Ilfa, and the rest is history. Said the Talmud to the Chassam Sofer that you see there was a tkufa where Rabbi Yochanan left Yeshiva. There was a tkufa when he left Yeshiva. It's a Mufurish Gemara. It's the Gemara, Tainas, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. So he said maybe when Rabbi Yochanan said, Kegoin Anu, that's what he was referring to. It was in that tkufa when he left Yeshiva, where Rabbi Yochanan was Rosh Yeshiva, when he was in Beis Medrash, of course he was Teirasa Yom Nasai. It was during that tkufa. So who's the Chaver of Itulfa? So Mamish, this Gemara, Shabbos, Daf Yod Aleph Amud Aleph, this is a Gemara about Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan. We'll stop here.